thank you, worship leading team, for leading us in the worship. But I think it's what we need. This morning, there were our usual pastor, Pastor Hiroshi Horikawa, wasn't here, but instead we had, in a way, two sermons. The hearing impaired congregation love doing drama, and they did part two of the story of Joseph, from the time when Joseph tells the Pharaoh, meaning of the Pharaoh's dream, and becomes the manager of Egypt, and then meets his brothers, and maybe you know the story very well, but the brothers were going to kill him because he kept saying, I'm the best one, I'm the most loved son. And in the end, they said, well, we've just had enough of him, we're going to kill him. But then one of the brothers said, I know what, let's just sell him to some passing Bedouins who are going past. That's good, God's timing. And so they did. And then he was sold and went to Egypt. He was a slave. He was put into prison under some false testimony. And I don't know how many years he was in prison. 5 years, 10 years, a long time. But then he helps someone in the prison who had a dream and didn't know what it meant, and he told him what it meant. He said, remember me when you get out. And as soon as he got out, he forgot him. But when the Pharaoh had a dream of 7 fat cows and 7 thin cows, he said, he was asking the fortune tellers and everyone, no one could tell him. And then the butler wine taster said, oh, I know, you can, there's someone in the prison who can answer dreams, who can tell what they mean. And so he called Joseph out, and Joseph said, well, I can't do it, but I have a God who can do it. And so he does it, and I won't do the long story. But anyway, so he becomes a manager, and then the drought is over the whole area, and his family, his brothers, come to ask for some food. And he recognizes them, and then, but he doesn't let them know. But he wanted all the brothers to come. The youngest brother, Benjamin, hadn't come. And so he said, well, I'll keep one, and then one of the brothers, and then you go back and bring your youngest brother. But for Jacob, their father, he'd already lost Joshua, and he didn't want to lose Benjamin. He was a father who had favorites, a bit like someone over there. And he didn't want to lose Benjamin too. And so he said no. But then the food ran out, and so they came. And they united, and Joshua reveals himself to them. And he says, Joseph reveals himself to them, sorry, thank you, and says, this was God's plan. God brought me here to save you. And so he wasn't even forgiving his brothers. He was saying, it's not to be forgiven. God had a plan here. And that was sermon number one. Then sermon number two, our hearing impaired pastor, Cordy Sensei, preached about Jonah. And I won't tell the story of Jonah, but it was just the story of Jonah was the story of me for the last week, feeling, why do I have this aching elbow? Or why do I have to do this? And I don't know how to do this, so I'm not going to do it. And then it doesn't get done, and it was, so Jonah's story is like, God says go, and Jonah says no. God says grow, and Jonah says no. And then, in the end, Jonah's sitting there under a withered vine, angry because God work through him. He said, well, you did it anyway. Like, he could not be made happy. And please read it by yourself. I've messed up the story, but there's only four very short verses, just two pages, so please read it. It's worth reading. And but it really, both stories blessed me, because I've had a week like, and Jonah, you read it and you think, what a little child, what a grumpy five-year-old. But we can be like that too. That's how I feel I've been. No, I'm sure you're never like that, aren't you?
I feel like he's a grumpy
38-year-old. Oh, okay. Anyway, I don't know if that's a testimony, but if you do have a testimony, please come up and share with the church.
Good afternoon. Just a quick prayer request. My wife is at home with the other children. And the reason is Kyohei, the eldest, Kenzo, the second eldest, they came down with the mumps this last week. So they're not 100%. They're on their way back to recovery now. She has to be... They shouldn't come to church, and so Nahomi has to be with them and the other kids. Nahomi herself is fine, Genki. Just keep her in prayer, doing all the work at home. So, yeah.
Hello everyone, I'm back, still alive and kicking. Yeah, praise God. A long story. Well, thank you very much. First of all, I would like to thank you for praying for me and for praying for my family. Everything went very well with some extra gifts from the Lord. Well, first, about Chris, my son is actually settled in the Philippines, but his heart is still longing to come back. And he said, I want to come back soon. I told him it would be very difficult for him to come back very soon because his visa has already expired. And I was advised to apply for his eligibility again so that he can come back to Japan. So for the meantime, he has to make use of the second semester to study about just anything he wants to study because the English orientation is already about to culminate this month. Oh, no, next month in October. So, one of the success stories that I have really thanked the Lord about is the Father is going to support already. So that's a done deal already. And that's one thing that is really giving me a peace of mind about my son's education. As to other matters, it has to be talked about further. But one thing that is really comforting me is how God worked things out for me and for my family. It's time to move on. To move on and just accept the reality that we cannot really control things the way we want things to happen. But God is in control. I'm very glad that I'm a Christian. Because if I were not, I would have done something else. But God is really showing me something different, a very different perspective, which only by His grace that I can really respond rightly. Because if not, yeah, knowing myself, I would have fought physically, not only verbally, mentally, but of course physically. But yeah, by the grace of God, I would say by His grace, I have fought the good fight while I was there. Of course, it's not a happy story, but as the Lord told me, my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. I may have not understood it, but God has showed me something different, like He allowed things to happen for a greater reason. Not really for my own advantage, but for the glory of God. So God has other plans. All I have to do is to respond rightly. And I'm so glad that God had led me to people who are really God-fearing. They gave me advices and really full of wisdom about how to deal with a very, very difficult situation like mine. Yeah, I would not really have done it without their help. But God is really showing me His faithfulness, even in a very difficult situation. Like when... God told me that I was also neglected by many. He was crucified. He was not acknowledged. So the pain that I experienced is nothing compared to the pain He experienced. So, yeah, it's painful to be neglected, to be set aside. It's really painful. But God is showing me a different perspective. Give all your pain to me, I can handle it. You might not be able to handle it, and you surely will not be able to handle it. Yeah, I know, I can't handle it, but God can handle it for me. Yeah. As one time I've posted in my Facebook, I remembered when God once, I heard it from one of the sermons back in the Philippines, when God wants to give you something, a gift, He often wraps it in problems. Yeah, it's just funny, but I said, yeah, because through problems, you will know how you respond to it, whether you will respond rightly or just satisfy your own selfish desires, or respond to the ways God wants you to respond. Yeah, life is full of problems, but life is also full of beauty. I'm really very glad I'm a Christian, that despite of my being, how do you say, badlungon? hard-headed daughter. But God is still gracious and very compassionate and full of mercy to really show me that, yeah, Michelle, this is the right way. This is what you have to do, and this is how you have to respond. It's really difficult, but yeah. By God's mercy and by God's grace, I have come out victorious. My trip was fruitful. I had time with my parents, and those are really quality times. I could have not spent that time with them if not something happened. But yeah, there is some sad things, but there is full of beauty on the other side. So right now, I'm just looking forward for new paths for God to really lead me. And as what I have told God, I would want to stay. I would want to stay where He wants me to stay. And I would want His will to be my will also. It's difficult to really, like, Lord, what's your will for me? And I want that will for me. Because sometimes this is what I want, but God says no. So insisting on something that God is really not telling you no. So, yeah, God is still good. And I'm really very thankful for giving me a family like this, that you're able to support me in prayer, if not of you, who is also backing me up in prayer, maybe I would really feel alone. Yeah, it's very difficult. I cannot say all in words because it's going to be a very, very long story, but I would like to thank you all for remembering me in prayers and remembering my son in prayers and also remembering my husband in prayer. Thank you so much. So I'm looking forward for more problems that would challenge me to respond rightly for the glory of God. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
Good afternoon to everyone. I have a little bit sad news about to my friend. Last 2 weeks ago, I have a prayer request, and he didn't make it, and he already passed away. And then I asked for the prayer request for the comfort of Villadores family. Yeah, he didn't make it. And then also I have a prayer request for my siblings in the Philippines, and my brother-in-law committed a sin in other country because he's working in Malaysia as an engineer, electrical engineer, and then they have a woman insisting herself to be my brother-in-law, and then she got pregnant, and then the girl want to marry my brother-in-law, but he already married. That's why my brother-in-law go back to the Philippines. And then that's a big problem. My sister, I get angry to him. And then the boss of my brother-in-law wants him to go back. But they have a three options. The girl insisting herself going to other place so that when he come back, he doesn't do anything. And then with my sister in Malaysia. I'm sorry. A little bit nervous. And then I said to my sister, it's up to you if you want to come with your husband. Because it's really hard to have a long distance relationship. Because usually, if long distance relationship, they have something like that. I said to her, please pray for her, for the wisdom, and also forgiveness for her husband. And also, my sister is also get pregnant, twins, but they have ultrasound. They said there's still no heartbeat, the baby. 6 weeks pregnant. But I don't know why there's no heartbeat yet. Please pray that the baby will get better. 6 months old. 6 weeks old. I don't know why there's still no heartbeat yet. Please pray that everything gonna be fine. Wisdom. And also pray for me for wisdom because I'm going to take exam, Japanese exam this coming December. Hoping I can pass the entry. And then praise God that I have a Japanese sensei that can teach me. Just answer prayer also because my agency had provided a teacher to teach us. That's all. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, my name is Grace.
just so interesting to hear Michelle asking for problems. And the Bible tells us in John chapter 16, verse 33, I usually use the New King James Version. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So problems will be there, and we had better even ask for them instead of they come and we complain and then we come out of them. But the important thing is that Jesus is reminding us that I have overcome the world, and you are more than conquerors in me. So once we are in Christ, we know that whatever comes, we are sure we will conquer it. We will go through it, but we will emerge as conquerors. So most of our testimonies here mention difficult times we are going through, but the good thing is we are going through and Jesus is with us. And when Jesus prayed for us in John 17, he said, I pray and that you will not take them out of the world. So we can never be taken out of the world or taken out of the tribulations and challenges in our everyday life, but they are meant to make us stronger, love God more, trust God more, see him in a newer and newer perspective every day. Amen? Amen. So this week, I have a problem. I began to feel very bad headache on Wednesday night. I'm not a doctor, but I am a medic. So I know when I am sick, and I know when I am not sick. So as a Christian, it's important to know that there are times you're sick, medically sick, and there are times when you are under attack, spiritual attack, because spiritual attacks will come in different ways. It could just be an attack on your family, an attack on your health. So there are times when we just need to pray about things and just know that they are meant to hinder us from doing something else for God, because the devil knows when I have a headache, I cannot read the Bible, I cannot sing a song, I cannot do anything. So he's smiling when we can't do the things that we do for our spiritual growth. And that happened to in the story of Job, you know. The devil himself went to negotiate with God, to tempt him, to bring problems on him. And it's still, the story of Job still plays itself in our day-to-day lives. There are times when the devil will negotiate before God for you and you don't know anything and you become sick or something happened. Because during that time, you will not praise God. You cannot go to church, you know. But we are meant to know that even during such difficult times, the important thing is to keep our faith in God and our trust in God. So I begin to feel headache, and I don't have any other symptoms. And Joyce is not sick. Most of the time, I get infections from her. She gets from school, and she brings home. I get them, and we recover and something like that. She's not sick, and no one in my workplace is sick, and I do not have a sore throat or anything that I can tell the doctor. And I know my doctor, and many of you know Japanese doctors, you know. You cannot just twist. If there are no symptoms, then he will not give you medicine. He will not, you just go back home. So I knew if I go to the hospital, that's what he will do, because I've gone there before. So I'm feeling weak, and yesterday I'm thinking to go to the hospital because it will close at 12. Then I'm thinking, because I know my doctor, I even know the words he will say, you know, Netsuga naide, sure, there is no fever, so please go home and rest. So I thought there's no need to use my energy to go to the hospital. And I've had this kind of spiritual attacks before, and my brother has had, and several other Christians have had them before, because you are not sick, you know. And you can't just stand. Like the whole of yesterday, we couldn't go out. Joyce, I couldn't take her to her piano lesson, which she does every Saturday. I have to email the teacher and say, sorry, we cannot go, because I cannot stand. I cannot cook, so we just go to the shop near our house to buy food, and we eat, and I continue to sleep, and, you know, and I'm just saying, this is just an attack, because I know I'm not sick. And the good thing is yesterday I requested for prayers, you know. I could not even pray, you know. I'm trying to hold the Bible, to hold some Christian book. I cannot. I'm just sleeping, and I just have no strength in me. But I thank God, because I asked for prayers from the team, from this church, and also my brothers, my family in Kenya. We have a group where we can share our prayer requests. And many of my Christian friends, I just text them, please pray for me. I think I'm having an attack, and And people prayed. I can't say I prayed much, but Joyce prayed for me also because I asked her to pray for me when I am sick. And so this morning, you know, before you get out of bed, you don't know how you feel, but I'm thinking I'm feeling like yesterday. So Joyce wakes me up and she reminds me, you know, today is Sunday. We are supposed to prepare and go to church. And I'm telling her, you know, yesterday we didn't go out. So most likely we are not going out today. And she starts to cry. And she goes to the other room and cries because she loves church so much. And she cannot just imagine not coming to church. Then I told her, if I cannot go, I will ask Mark-san to come and take you. You go to church with him. And she's just crying. And when I wake up, I realize I'm feeling better and stronger. And I'm not feeling headache, you know. And I just know in my heart, God answered the prayer of people who are praying for me. Yeah, because I was not sick. This was just an attack. And the devil is happy when you can't come here, you know, for any reason. He's happier when you're not here with our brothers and sisters. Like Darcy told us, you know that song, you know, we are singing like in groups, and it just makes a whole difference, you know, when you just come and do something with your brothers and sisters. Of course, you can read the Bible and pray and sing in your house, but there is just another aspect of it when you come and be with the family of God. And the devil is happy when you can't make it here. So he'll do everything possible. Of course, we have genuine excuses where we can't make it to church, and it's okay, but he's happier. So I just thank God for your prayers and the prayers of other brothers and sisters, and I just encourage us, please, let's pray for one another. Let's pray for one another, because people are attacked spiritually, yeah, and one of us can be attacked. So we pray for protection mostly. This kind of attacks that I've always told you before, and I'll remind you again that we as Christians, we are standing on our feet, but the enemy is all around us. He's always doing like this on our feet because he wants to test who will fall easily. So he will do something like this on your feet. You know, when someone knocks you from behind unexpectedly, you can easily fall, depending on the strength you have when you're standing. So sometimes you're standing and you're not standing strong. If the enemy does this, and then you will fall. So he's always doing like that. But when we pray for one another, we are asking God to guard us so that even though he does that, even when we will fall, we should be able to get back and stand strong as Christians. So my encouragement today is let us pray for one another, especially our leaders who serve here and are involved in moderating and playing the instruments and everything, because if they are not here, we feel a big gap. And not just them. Each one of us is a member of the body, you know. It doesn't mean that if somebody is the head, like Chris and say, and another person is the leg or something. All of us play a big role in the body of Christ. So please, don't forget to pray for each one of us. And let's not just pray when a problem is there. Let's pray that God prepares us. Even when it comes, we'll be able to stand strong and still hold on to our faith and still confess him and still praise him and still pray and still just stand as Christians. I'm encouraging this because I've seen how the prayers work for me, the prayers of other Christians work for me. And I really desire that I can also pray for you or for somebody else so that the prayer can also work for each and every one of us. Thank you so much.